evening, you're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca in Kingston, Ontario, or from anywhere in the world. It's now 8 p.m. I'm your host, Rue. You're listening to The Yellow Brick Road on CFRC, CFRC's British and Irish music show. And so, of course, we're going to be starting off today with an incredible set by Sheffield Britpop band Pulp, who were in America, North America, recently. And while they were here, they recorded an incredible acoustic set for NPR's Tiny Desk. So let's hear their version of This Is Hardcore, and then we'll be back to chat more.
Here it is for you and you.
Hardcore by Pulp, an incredible version that they performed for NPR's Tiny Desk a little while ago that just went on their YouTube a couple of weeks ago that I have been watching quite a lot of because what a band and what a set. I mean, the way that they brought this song to life in this acoustic version, you know, and a couple of other songs that they played as well were really, really good. They ended their set with Acrylic Afternoons, which is an incredible, very, very dramatic song. And I feel like they haven't played it very often in the last couple of tours that they've done since reuniting. But let me welcome you all properly to the show. So thanks for tuning in. It's now a little past 8 p.m. This is CFRC's British and Irish Music Show, Yellow Bridge Road. We usually bring you a lot of new music out of the UK and Ireland, emerging artists, that kind of stuff. But we also like to throw it back to some of the greats, of course. And occasionally we'll do things that are a little bit outside the remit of British and Irish music as well. And so if you're someone who's tuning in tonight because you heard that we're going to be playing the Piss Session, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rue, as always. And we are going to have Piss on the show. That's coming up after 8:45. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about and are a regular listener, that's all right, too, because we've got so much stuff and I will walk you through it all step by step. And I'm with you for the next hour and a half. So here's really our plan. So this is the last week of kind of regular programming. You know, we're into December, we're into the last month of the year. This is around the point when everyone starts releasing their year-end wrap-ups. So it's all the best albums, the best releases, singles, new artists, live shows, all that kind of thing. You know, all the ranked lists begin to come out. And I kind of want to do a little bit of that as well. It's been a big, interesting, eventful year in music. We've been to a lot of shows, we've seen a lot of albums being released as well. And I want to talk about that. So we'll have some of that starting from next week. And so that you don't just have to hear my voice droning on and on, I'm going to get a few friends on the show whose musical tastes and opinions I trust. And we'll be talking a lot about kind of the music that we've seen over this year. But that also means that this week is the last week where we're going to be doing the usual thing we do, which is we talk about new albums that are released. We'll do a couple of reviews. We'll talk about shows that are coming up that you should be going to see. And one very special thing as well. So we've got a guest joining us on the show, like I said. It's the Vancouver-based punk band Piss. And what happened was a few weeks ago, I and some of our friends, Owen, who listeners will know, he's a friend of the show, photographer, music nerd, will probably be joining me for the year-end wrap-up at some point. We reviewed the Geese show back in October, if you'll remember. So Owen and Fig, who is a videographer, the three of us headed to Houndstooth in Toronto, where we met up with the band Piss. And I'll talk about them a little bit more in the show, but we basically did a little backstage interview with them, and we recorded their set as well, and you'll be hearing parts of that closer to 9 o'clock, I think about 8:40. So stay tuned for that. We've also got video of the show that's going to be coming out in a few weeks' time, some of it maybe even this Tuesday. So it'll come up on YouTube, and I'm going to include links in the description of the podcast version of this show, which is where I usually, you know, copy and paste the Bandcamp links that I will mention as we go on through the show, because on the show we do believe in supporting artists independently outside of the paltry and at this point increasingly unethical streaming services payouts. But yeah, before we get to that, big releases that have been out in the last little while or so, not all immediately this week's, but we're going to talk about some big albums and then jump straight into the smaller ones. So Jenny Beth. Now, some of you might know her. She's a French artist. She's based in the UK. She first came to prominence with the duo John and Jen. She was the Jen in John and Jen back in sort of 2006. It was a duo that she formed with Johnny Hostile, who is back on her latest album. But from there, she went on to be the frontwoman of the incredible UK post-punk band Savages. And when they split up in about 2016, 2017, I think, she started a solo career after that. And she has just released her second album, You Heartbreaker You, which is quite a heavier rock direction that she's taken, and it came from her wanting heavier riffs. So she was on tour over the last year with Queens of the Stone Age. She was playing all these metal festivals, and she says that the crowd was throwing her both, you know, heart signs with their hands and rock horn signs. And I think that really sums up the album well. So it's quite a personal album. Jenny says that she always writes from the heart, not from the head. Songs about feelings and relationships. She said, you know, being alive, being human means that you are going to break people's hearts. And she describes that with a metaphor on the first single and the opening song on the album, Broken Rib. We learn to breathe with a broken rib. Musically, she says that they took influence from bands like the New York hardcore band Quicksand. The album's a mix of hardcore and shoegaze, she says. And Johnny Hostile, who, like I was saying, was her duo partner in John and Jen, and is her partner, I believe, has worked on the guitars on this album. And you can find it at jennybeth.com. I want to play us one song from the album. There are quite a few highlights from the album. Broken Rib is one. I'm going to be playing us Out of My Reach, which is a really cool song. You can find it at jennybeth, spelled J-E-H-N-N-Y, beth.com. Then we've got music from Sam Fender coming out. He's had a deluxe version of his album People Watching, which is like 8 more songs that he recorded over the space of the 3 years that it's been since his last album, 17 Going Under, came out. And he says he's got material for a 3rd, 4th album already. So he's sitting on that. We'll probably hear it in a couple of years' time. But we've got this deluxe version already. It's been an interesting happening time for Sam Fender in the last few, because, you know, he won the Mercury Prize recently. He also gave away his Mercury Prize money, the £20,000 that he won. He gave it away to the Music Venue Trust because he says those are venues that he started out in. He says, I wouldn't be doing what I do if it wasn't for all the gigs I played around the Northeast and beyond when I was starting out. He says those venues are legendary, but they're struggling. And that was, like, obviously a really incredible move. He's also recently released a live film, Live at London Stadium, from earlier this summer, which was an almost 90,000 capacity show that he played at the London Olympic Stadium. And it's his first show, like stadium show of that size outside of Newcastle, because he has played his local St. James's Park. But this was sort of him venturing outside of the hometown. So it's been a pretty incredible year for him in general with this album, People Watching. But he's got the deluxe version out now, and I'm going to play us the song Treadmill, which kind of, you know, just uses the treadmill metaphor. He's always in motion, remaining in the same place, though, and unable to kind of move on. It's a breakup song, and you can find it all at samfender.com. Let's get started with that song. This is The Treadmill. I'm on a treadmill. We'll be right back. ghost. CFRC 101.9 FM. That's from her new album that's just come out, You Heartbreaker You. We also heard some music from Sam Fender, The Treadmill. That's from his deluxe version of People Watching that's just come out. 8 new tracks on that, and they're all just very kind of Sam Fender, aren't they? Just very split your heart open, let it all out kind of a thing. We've got more great music coming up on the show, though. We're going to be playing some music from Lime Garden, the Brighton-based band. They have a new disco track called Maybe Not Tonight, and it's the first new thing that they've put out since their debut album came out last year, called One More Thing. They're calling it the start of a thrilling new era. And about the song, they say it's a soundtrack to a woman on the edge of making all the wrong choices. It feels like getting punched in the face with the morning after the night, after a night out. You can find them at limegarden.bandcamp.com. And then we've got some new music from Dry Cleaning. Their new album, their third album, which is going to be called Secret Love, comes out on the 9th of January. It's produced by Kate LeBon, and we've heard one single song off it already. And this is the second single that's just come out. It's called Cruise Ship Designer. And their singer Florence Shores talked about the backstory behind the song and said that the song is about a cruise ship and hotel designer who's skilled and well paid, but he doesn't enjoy, he doesn't believe his role has real worth. He tries to enjoy it and invests himself in meeting the challenges of the job. And about the album, the band say that Secret Love is the finest expression yet of the profound friendships that created Dry Cleaning. Musically, to me, you know, we saw them a couple of months ago. They played at Lee's Palace in Toronto, and from the new songs that they played, it did kind of sound like there was some progression, some moving forward in the sound. It was a little bit more expansive, a bit funkier in places, a bit more kind of ethereal in other places. So I thought it was going to be interesting. The way they've described it is a bit of 80s post-punk, a bit of Keith Richards strut, some stoner rock, some dystopian degradation, playful no wave and pastoral finger picking. Sounds like it's going to be a really good album. They are going to be playing in Canada next year as well. They're playing in Toronto on the 26th of January at the Concert Hall and Montreal on the 27th at the National. The album comes out on Jan the 9th, like I said. You can find them at drycleaning.bandcamp.com. And then lastly for this set, we've got some music from Iniola, who is the artist Iniola Idowu, who's got a new EP out called The Beauty of Solitude. She's a London-based jazz and R&B musician, and I'm going to be playing us a single called Deep Within. Now, how I found out about her was because she was on Nubian Twist's upcoming album, the single that we played last week. And I actually heard another single from that album by Nubian Twist, also played on CBC's The Block. So hey, go figure. We're setting the trends. That's what I'm going to say. So yeah, Iniola, I'm going to be playing us the song Deep Within. But first, let's get started off with Lime Garden. This is Maybe Not Tonight on CFRC Radio.
Need to do it all the time. Need striking while the iron is hot. Making the most of a bad situation. It's a powerful boat for a powerful mind. And I design hotels that cause controversy. But I'm semi-anonymous, climbing ladders. I'm not an ambitious man, I believe in design.
Get by the answer deep within.
Some rockier R&B from Ineola. That was her song Deep Within. Welcome back, folks. You're still listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is the Yellow Bridge Road. And for those of you who are maybe tuning in halfway through, this is CFRC's British and Irish Music Show. We also heard music on that last set from Lime Garden and Dry Cleaning. And what you can hear a little bit of in the background actually is a bit of the incredible Kapil Seshasayee, Scottish guitarist fusing Indian classical music. And he's been on the guest on our show earlier this year. So if you are keen on going and finding that interview, you can do it. Just Google it. I should remind you all that CFRC is in the middle of our funding drive. I think we are at about $15,000 of our $25,000 goal. And, you know, I really like to spend the time and tell people about all the incredible things that this station does. It is really one of the hubs and heart of Kingston's musical community. And not just music, really. Art, culture, sports, journalism. There's a lot of stuff going on. But there's just so much that I have to get through that I need you to trust me. This station is really important to the city, to the art community, to just, you know, the Kingston community in general. So if you are so inclined, help us reach our funding goal. Go to cfrc.ca, you'll see all the links, and, you know, maybe get yourself some merch, drop by some of our fundraiser events. You know, we're doing it in a fun way. We're not going to make this boring for you. Although if you do want a tax receipt, you can make a donation through Queen's Giving as well. I'm going to tell you about more bands in the meanwhile, though, and then once we play that music, we'll get into this Piss Live session that I know a lot of you are waiting for. But before that, I have music by a band called Flat Party. They're a band that I was really excited about last year because they make some real dance floor bangers. And they've, I think, been quiet for a little while this year. But they have a new single out called Cam Girl. And musically, it's a little bit different to what they do. It's still quite sleazy. But, you know, you see their singer's liquid voice come through. And he turns to exploring porn addiction on this new song. He says that the lyrics it's about a porn addiction told from the perspective of a man cheating on his partner through an online relationship with a cam girl. Obviously, a fabricated story, he says. It's released with a B-side, another song called Mother's Boy. And he said, after I'd written this song and the accompanying track Mother's Boy, I thought I was going to write loads more songs for a concept album about terrible men. But in the end, settled on two songs from two sides of the same coin, the sexed up sleaze and the true problem under it, exploring how misogyny drips into relationships. They're a really cool band, London band. They've released two EPs so far, both in 2024, a self-titled and another one called It's All Been Done Before. Do go check them out. They're at flatpartyband.bandcamp.com. I'm also going to play us some music from Grove, who is a Bristol-based dance, industrial, political punk artist. This is a double A-side single called Hydra that's coming out next week, and it's their first own release in a little while. I think they've been collaborating with quite a few artists this year, but this is their first own one in a little while. And they say, after 2 years of personal distress, reflection, and rebirth, these two weighty 70 BPM punk-infused industrial tracks are born of potent hope, they say. The song we're going to be listening to, the first single that is out now, or the first of the, I guess the A-side, I don't know, Break a Sweat, they say is the warrior's journey against apathy, a confrontation with the Western world's ongoing colonial violence in Palestine, Sudan, and Congo. It is very political stuff, as is the second song that's going to be on the single called Babylon Rotten. These songs kind of rally against corruption, colonization in the present world, they're rallying cries to collective power to basically rise up together to slay this many-headed Hydra beast, basically is what the concept of the single is. And it's all set to a background that's industrial and surprisingly jazzy. So we're going to be listening to that. You can find them at theyisgrove.bandcamp.com. And then lastly for this set, Ten Hands High, an unsigned jangly indie rock, indie pop band from Leeds. They're now based in London, started in 2019, and they made waves in their local Leeds scene for, you know, romanticizing their university and the surrounding areas in Leeds. And they've released another track a little while ago, a few months ago, about missing their town. It's also called Leeds. But we're going to start off first with Flat Party. This is Cam Girl on CFRC Radio.
Sometimes I find, oh yeah, I find it's easier to lie.
Rain from the sky, 1 ton shells after 10 ton lies. Every life is sacred, every mother cries. What we do returns to the sender in time.
Yeah, you know you lost the bet, little pet, pet, break the sweat.
Uncle Sam, he's going down too. All the global north dressed in their red, white, blue. Click their heels 3 times in a blood-soaked shoe. Applauding the devil, cause the devil's in you.
You hope that Benjamin Netanyahu falls in hell. Him and his generals deserve to fall in hell.
I'll never switch up my wish list, cause I support the resistance.
Gonna get set, break a sweat.
Na na na, when you see the
From 10 Hands High, that was a song called Leeds. We also heard Grove with their song Break a Sweat and Flat Party with Cam Girl, which was a brand new song that they've just released. Folks, it's almost time for us to go into our live session with Piss and, you know, the interview and all of that. But before we do that, let me tell you a little bit about the band and also about the one more song that we're going to be listening to before I let the session take over. So I'm going to be playing us some music from Sorry, who are a band that have had their third album, Cosplay, just come out lately. And we've played them a little bit on the show before. We reviewed their album. It is a really, really good album. But the reason I'm playing them now is because they are actually in... they're on North American tour, and they're going to be in Canada next week. They're playing at Bala Ritz Pub on December the 8th, so that's Monday. And then, so that's in Montreal. and then the Garrison in Toronto the next day on December the 9th. I'm going to go to the Toronto show. But if you want to listen to the album, sorrybanduk.bandcamp.com. I'm going to be playing a song, Echoes, which is one that I think is quite an incredible song and just really is a very Cure-like indie rock song, like the band Cure, I mean. We will be hearing about them again, though, because they're definitely on my albums of the year list just for the way that they're bringing together kind of louder, heavier, punkier rock music as well as bedroom pop, almost. So that's that. We're going to be listening to that song. But let me tell you a little bit about the band Piss. So they are a Vancouver-based four-piece. They are made up of Taylor Zante, who's their vocalist. They've got Tyler Patterson, guitarist, Gavin Moyer on the bass, and Gareth Roberts on the drums. But they are so much more than just a punk band. You know, their music talks very openly and frankly about sexual assault, about violence, about trauma, and kind of the consequences of it. They've definitely been one of the most promising and interesting musical outfits to come out of Canada this year, and you know, next year looks very promising for them. I'm gonna let them tell their own story though, because they're gonna be joining us after this one song. But you can find them on Bandcamp at pisstheband.bandcamp.com. Let's listen to Sorry. This is their song Echoes, and after that we'll be joined by Piss, so stay tuned. CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. We're a little bit off location. We're not in Kingston. We're out in Toronto. We're doing a bit of a live session, and I'm very happy that all of this are joining me, and that is the band's name. I'm not insulting them. Hi, guys.
Hi. Happy to be here.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. So we're joining you guys backstage, actually in the basement of Counts 2. Thanks to them for letting us hide out here for a little while. Mm-hmm. You guys have been on tour. You're like a really cool hardcore punk band. You've been around for a little while. It's really cool to see you in Toronto, but you've been out for a little while, right? Like, you've just come back on tour from Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, we did our first tour. It was in total 6 weeks. Almost 7 weeks, I think. And we got back a couple weeks ago. Then we did a homecoming show in Vancouver, and now we're just here for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's a long time to be out on the road.
It was. It was long. I think for all of us, we learned a lot. we learned a lot that hopefully will help us next time. Because it was really beautiful and really fun and an overall really, really beautiful experience. But it was super hard on all of us for different reasons, I think.
The reviews that came out of it were incredible. Like, I saw the reviews from Left of the Dial Festival, from like that windmill show in the UK, in Brixton. So many really cool shows, and everybody's just been raving about it. So it feels like you guys are the it band right now.
It was really like exciting, I think, for us, because we played Vancouver and pretty much only Vancouver, or like British Columbia at least, for almost a year, and playing the exact same set pretty much for a year. Mm-hmm. To be able to play like night after night for like people who had never seen us before, it really reminds you like what you're doing and why you're doing it. So it was really cool to see the reception. But at the same time, I don't know, it's strange, because with a project like this, when you have like so much positive reception as an artist, you're like, wow, that's amazing. But like, when you really zoom out and look at it, it's actually really fucked up that so many people are so enthusiastic about a project that is like about what we're about. So yes. I don't know. It's a strange experience. Like, when someone comes up to me after a show and they're like, I love that so much, I resonate so much, like, how can I take that as a really positive interaction? Mm-hmm. Like, that's horrible every time I'm like faced with a person's like worst experiences. So mm-hmm.
And I think before we get into like what you guys do on stage and what the music's about, a bit of a content warning for anyone listening in. We will like get into like themes of sexual assault and stuff, and some pretty heavy stuff. So just for anyone listening in that needs to turn away, this is the point to turn away. But kind of let's set the scene for people. So you guys have been around for, I think, like 2 years as Piss. How did the band get started?
In November, 2 years ago, we all met, sort of like we all came together, but I had known Ty already for a while, and Ty had known the boys for a while. So Ty and I met at a party, and we just like had a lot of overlapping musical interests. And then I was living on Vancouver Island at the time, and had gone through like a really shitty breakup, and I was gonna move. I actually grew up in Oshawa, like around here, so I lived in Toronto, and I was gonna move back here, but Ty was like, don't do that, move into my basement and
join my punk band.
So I was like, okay, fine. I was like super depressed, so, and it was like the best decision I ever made. But yeah, and then these guys knew each other through the Vancouver music scene,
playing folk music bands.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask about that, actually. Yeah, because you guys come from such different musical backgrounds. Like, some of you are more into indie, some more into folk. You yourself come from a bit of a hardcore punk background. So was it always the plan to be in like a hardcore punk sort of band?
Well, the first thing that Ty asked me was if I wanted to play in a noise rock band.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would say generally that was the idea that was being ran with, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no idea what that entailed. And here we are. So yeah, I don't know. I think you guys could probably speak better to what
we
the intent
recently
was.
Discovered in an interview that Gary didn't even know
what the name of the band was when I said
what
yes.
the project was about,
like, or what it was. No, until we nothing was told to me, actually, until I showed up to rehearsal the first day.
Yeah. But for Ty and I, like, we knew it was going to be noisy from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I always knew that if I was going to write about this subject matter, that it would have to be really harsh and noisy and extreme, because the subject matter merits that kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
Gavin didn't even want to be in a noisy band.
That's true.
I was at the time studying contemporary jazz music in school, and then Ty and I and Gareth were playing in a like folk group basically, and then Ty was like, dude, I want to start a noise band, and I was like, I don't know if I want to be a part of that. And then
I would rather watch B movie.
Yeah, I'd rather watch B movie. But somehow I'm here and it's awesome. I love it.
Thank God.
In terms of like writing the music, you said that, you know, you were always gonna do this sort of like a kind of heavier thing. So it wasn't gonna be just like frivolous, whatever, love songs or whatever. But I do feel like you marry some of those themes really well, because like I've watched some of your sets online, and it's like you kind of watch the light go out in some ways. Like you watch the hope die, and you kind of like put it in context of not just being like, there's this trauma that's like detached from everything else. And you really put it in context, and like you watch your life lived out on stage almost.
That's